So there was a conversation in this week's parasha between Moshe and Pare. Pare said, only the Gvarim, only the older people should go. Pare asked Moshe, who should go? Mi v'mi ahalchim. So Moshe said, b'nareinu, v'vizkeneinu, v'vaneinu, v'vneseinu, v'tseineinu, v'vkareinu. We're going to go with everybody. And Pare said, no. Loichein. The men, the ones that do the ikar, avodas Hashem, they should go and serve the Baruch Shalom, but you shouldn't go. What was the conversation? What was the machlokes between Moshe and Pare? Should we take Benareinu v'zkeneinu, or should we take only the Gvarim? And there's a Moir Diki Yisoy that a person has to realize. My uncle, Reb Chaim Zev, ben Avraham Alevi, Zichrono Livracha, should be a schus to him. He told me a Moir Diki Yisoy. He says, the way the Baruch Shalom judges, I asked him, Shaila, when the Rebbe judges a person, is there any objective thing that the Rebbe says, this is more important, this is less important? So generally we know that there are mitzvahs that maybe we have to be machmir on, let's say, generally speaking. But as a person on a whole, how does a person view himself regarding Avodas Hashem? He told me a huge insight, that a person has to view himself Avodas Hashem regarding the opportunities that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you. There's no such thing, every person has his opportunities, every person has his situation. And if you, there's no such thing as objective, this is more important, that's less important. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives you your job. If you're a plumber, then you have to be mechazik and you're able to get a plumbing. And you're not, don't look at somebody else and be busy with what his Avodas Hashem is. You do your Avodas Hashem and then you're doing perfectly. You're doing exactly what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from you. So Pare said, who produces Avodas Hashem? The Gvarim. The men, they come, they say shurim, they learn, they're doing the real Avodas Hashem. But the women, or the kids, they stay home, they change diapers. That's not the emes Avodas Hashem. Zach Moshe Beinu, no. B'nareinu, v'zkeneinu, b'vaneinu, v'vneseinu, even b'tseineinu, v'kareinu. A person thinks Achmolzlan, he's an animal. Achmolzlan doesn't have chashivas. A person has to realize every person has a mokum Avodas Hashem. And that's our Avodas Hashem, to realize we all have our place. And when we're mashiv, our mokum Avodas Hashem, and serve the Rebbeinu Shalom properly, Be'ez Hashem will be matzliach. In all our anyanim, we should be zeichet ha'gut ha'chayidish, ha'chayidish, ha'vayidish Hashem. Amen v'amen.